Welcome to The Rundown. I'm your host, Justin Pugliese. This podcast is dedicated to you, the run community. Each episode, we bring you interviews with top athletes and community leaders who share their stories, tips, and tricks to inspire and motivate you to keep running. Ultimately, we're all just here to have fun, from elite athletes to weekend warriors. Find out how people get started and why they keep going. So listen up, tell your run buddies, and don't forget to subscribe to The Rundown. You can find us on Apple Music, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You see the bigger picture in the long terms, but the main focus is 1 foot at a time, because you need to pass that challenge to be able to move to the next one. So right now, my challenge is October 27.
On this bonus episode of The Rundown, I got to throw down with UFC fighter Alex Garcia as he prepares for his upcoming fight, Saturday, October 27th. We're doing this bonus episode in support of Alex, who was actually my first guest during the test phase of this show. So it's a pleasure to have him back in studio again. He talks about how running has really helped his training and overall endurance. In fact, he's a regular at the WRG Run Club every Monday night on Mount Royal. We wish him the best of luck this Saturday. We know he'll do great. This episode is brought to you by Movember, a cause that is most recognized for its mustache and has evolved into so much more. In fact, you don't even need to grow a mustache to participate. Keep your beard, grow or don't. The most important thing is raising awareness to fight the four main causes: mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. Getting involved is easy. Sign up or donate at Movember.com to help change the face of men's health. I'm not much of a fighter, but our next guest is. His name is Alex, the Dominican Nightmare, and he's here to join us today on The Rundown. So, Alex, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me again here. It's the second time I'll be here in this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's great to be back.
Awesome. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. I cannot complain at all how everything has been planned so far.
Awesome.
And I'm feeling great.
Yeah. You got a big fight coming up October 27th. That's right?
Yes. October 27th. I have a big fight. I have a big challenge in front of me that I took, and then I'm just going to go for, and that's it.
And the training is going well?
Training is going amazing. I cannot complain. Everything is falling apart on the right timing.
Great.
And I'm feeling good, very confident, and ready to kick ass October 27.
I wanted to have you on the Rundown podcast because we met, I think, probably this year at Run Club, at the WRG Run Club.
Yeah, it's been like a year we met the Run Club. And we always chat about, you know, because you're a runner, I'm a UFC fighter,
yeah.
So it's a different sport. So we always talk about how the difference of our sport, and you know, it's good to be here and talk to you about it again.
Awesome. And how do you find the running helps you with your training, and how do you incorporate running into your training?
It helped me a lot, actually, with endurance. You know, when I'm fatigue, and when I have the last minute, the last second, the rounds of my fight, it helped me, you know, to keep composure and be able to finish strong every single round.
Awesome. That's really cool. It's a real, like, struggle sometimes, I'm sure, later in fights, later in rounds as well, to kind of find the energy.
Yeah, it plays well later on the rounds, you know, when you're tired and you're fatigued. So, you know, the running, and similar to that, so it helps you to be ready mentally for that one, if that moment come through during the fight, so you'll be able to survive and be able to bring the killing move back in the game.
You're the killer, right?
Yeah.
And were you always like this? Like, how was your childhood growing up? You're from the Dominican Republic, correct? Yeah.
Yes, I'm from Dominican Republic. I had a rough childhood when I was a kid, you know. Also, always we need to grind for food, for water, for anything we own. So we had, you know, everything was a grind. You know, I do not come from the rich family.
Right.
I come from a poor family. You know, we all had to work in the house to be able to keep moving forward.
Was it a big family or?
Yes, I have a two sisters. My mom was like four or five in the house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And Papo's here with you today. How do you guys know each other?
We know each other like a couple of years ago. You know, I was a kid. You know, I met him through another friend of mine.
Okay, nice.
And he used to bring jiu-jitsu to Cabarete at the time. And I never did any sport before, only baseball. I only played baseball when I was a kid.
Okay.
So he brought the jiu-jitsu at the time, and I tried it out. I fell in love with the martial art, and then since then we've been together.
Okay, awesome. And yeah. So when did you start fighting then?
I started fighting around 19 years old.
19, so yeah. Quite late, right?
Quite late, yeah, for me.
But you got into a few scraps?
Well, when I was a kid, I had a lot of scrap in the street, you know, survival mood, 24/7.
Right.
And after, you know, I just learned how to be more disciplined about it and be able to use what I was doing in the street for fun.
Right.
Now I do a professional level.
Did you ever see that happening or like?
No, at all. That was never, when I was a kid, I never thought in my head that I was going to be a professional fighter.
Right.
And when I was 18, 19, I changed my mind.
Nice. Because you fell in love with it right away. Would you say that, I know for a lot of kids, finding a sport or activity, it's going to help them stay out of trouble, keep them occupied. Did you find that that was the case for you? Or
that was not the case for me exactly. I remember the first time, like yesterday, it was very tough for me. So that's why I fell in love with that, because it was a very challenging sport for me.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I wear a gi, you know, 5 minutes later, I was like, take off this out of me, because I was suffocating on the gi.
Right.
I mean, it was hard to keep moving. It was hard to breathe at the same time. And then that was a big challenge for me. So I want to go through that situation and see, you know, how much I love it and how much I can go forward with that.
Right. And then I can see like similarities with running too.
When you feel like after 10 minutes of running, you start feeling like your leg, your body starts asking you a question now. So it might come in the head. It's a big mental game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to fighting, because when you're fighting, it's a big mental game.
Mm-hmm.
So running similar, you know, when you fatigue and you have to keep moving forward, when you legs are telling you not to, and your brain is telling you not to. So you have to keep fighting and just keep going forward.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So did you always incorporate the running in the training, or is that something only that came in later?
No, that's something new in my game, you know. Before, I never liked to run.
Okay.
But then I get used to it, and I like it. And I like and enjoy it, and I saw the difference in my preparation for all my competition. I've been running since, I would say now, 2.5 years, 3 years.
Okay.
Between there, I'm going to start running. Before that, I only do martial art, and that's it. No running at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that, like, pretty crazy, you know. Was there any other endurance sports that you would do? Like, I know you do swimming and...
Yeah, but not even at that time. This also is new in my game, swimming.
Okay.
And I see the difference. But no, before I was doing, like, circuit trainings, like endurance training, you know. Different way, do that, different thing, specific more training for my sport. But when I did the running, when I incorporate the running to my training, I saw the difference in my other training.
Okay.
I have better endurance, I have more power, I was able to last longer in the rounds without breathing deeply.
Mm-hmm. Like you breathe a lot easier and stuff like that. And you find, because you run with WRG Run Club.
Yes.
On the mountain. We ran together a few times this summer. Do you find it's helpful to run in a group too? Like,
it helps.
I mean, you're a professional athlete for all intensive purposes.
It helps, like yourself and Leslie Wood.
Yeah.
They are very fast running. So I need to try. I try to keep up with your pace. And it's very challenging for me, because for you guys it's easy. For me it's not as easy, because my body type also, a little bit more heavy and stuff like that, and I'm not used to run.
Mm-hmm.
So when I run with you guys, it's a big challenge for me. So and I like it because you guys push me to the last limit where I need to be on competition day.
Yeah. Did you find it was intimidating to join a group, even for yourself? I know you're a pretty like charismatic guy. You know?
I'm not intimidated by anybody in this world.
Not a runner, not a fighter.
I'm not a fighter, not a runner, not any sport.
Okay,
no. I just enjoying the ride.
You're cool. So how long have you been in Canada now?
It's going to be a decade soon. It's going to be 10 years almost.
Congrats.
I think in April, next April.
You like living up here?
Yeah, I love it. It's my first home now.
Yeah.
Now after 5 years living in a place, it becomes your first home. Now my first home, Dominican Republic, is my second home.
Nice.
Because I spend the most of the time of the year here.
Okay.
I only spend like 3 to 2 months in Dominican during the year.
You go in the winter?
Yeah, I do. I go different times.
Okay. Just to see your family?
See the family, yeah. How is everybody doing?
Okay. And how is it you're here because the training is better in Montreal than it would be in Dominican?
I'm here. First of all, I came here, you know, because I like the training. But now I like the city, and also the training is different. I won't say better specifically, you know, because they're also a very good training in Dominican. It's different, you know, and I like the difference. So that's why I stay here and I live here and I go there two, 3 months out of the year to go train there as well. Because it's a different training, different way of training. So, and I like the difference.
Okay, so what's the main difference, would you say, between down there and up here? Is it the quality of competition around you? Talent?
Here we have more bodies to use, you know, to try different stuff and to work with different people. There we have less because the sport is not as big as here. But we have good coaches, good system. And here you need body. Sometimes you need body, you know, to be able to work the technique and different people and try different situation with different person because everybody react different in each position or technique you do in each person.
Right. So what do you look for in a training partner? Because I know, like, for myself, running, I have a training partner too, someone to push me.
Yeah.
So what do you have somebody that you use all the time, or you have a lineup of people, or how does that work?
No, for me, it works different. For me, it depends more based on the opponent I fight.
Okay.
It based how he move, you know, which of my training partner will move like him more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the height and the size.
Right.
All this play apart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for me, it's dependent upon it, you know.
Right.
So and here we have a lot of different bodies to choose which guy we can work with the most for this training camp.
Right. And you're training out of TriStar?
Yes,
out of TriStar. And that's a GSP where he trains too, right?
Yeah, GSP, Rory, a lot of big star there, and a lot of good athletes as well.
Do you ever spar with those guys? Or?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how's that?
It go well.
Yeah?
It go good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I met him a few times. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
You guys are nice guys. I wouldn't jump in the ring with you guys. It's a bit different.
I do not recommend you to jump in the ring with us.
No. Well, even then, you try and beat me up on the mountain. So
yeah, imagine for you in the ring.
Oh, God, no.
You will be my enemy right away.
Right? You see red? Is that what happens?
No, I don't see red. I see I'm going to fuck you up.
So how do you feel about this upcoming fight?
I feel great, man.
Yeah?
I feel great. I feel very pumped. I'm excited to show the whole crowd the new game I have been working with.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. And is this guy different than any other fighters, or is he very similar?
I mean, they're always different people, but at the end of the day, it's the fight. All the fighters are the same. They're a different human being, different person. That's a fight.
Yeah.
Or the fight, they're all the same.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. I'm trying to find the similarities between the running. So, like, in my training, I have a marathon coming up. So, I know, you know, a few weeks before, I start to taper mode. So, that means I slow down training. Okay. My volume goes down. Does the same thing apply?
Yes. We, like, the next 2 weeks, we spend less time in the gym. We just work the game plans where we have worked the last 7 weeks. Now we just go to detail to adjust little things here and there, and repetition, and less intense, but not for long.
Okay.
Because I also need to recover. So now, as you know, all the training we played the last 7 weeks, now we need to put it all together and shrink down and make the trainer shorter.
Okay.
Not as 2 hours, you know, and said before it was 2 hours, 2 hours and a half. Now we make an hour or 45 minutes or an hour and a half, something like that. So it all depends how much time we do during the day.
But do the number of days change of training, or is it only the time?
It depends. It all depends how I feel. You know, if I feel like I can do every day, I go every day. But if I feel like I'm a little tired, I would sit down at recovery, and then I go the next day.
Because you want to have some pop.
Yeah, you always want to listen how you're feeling. You know, if you feel good, go ahead, do it every time you feel good. Yeah. If you feel like you need a little more time to recover, you haven't recovered 100% like you want, you take an extra day.
Okay. And how do you recover? What is your recovery days? What do they look like?
Well, it can be eating well. First of all, eating well. Sometimes I go to a spa, I do hot and cold, you know. Because it's important, you know, the inflammation of your body come down. Or sometimes I do active recovery.
Right.
Like I do a little shadow box, swimming, and
biking.
Biking,
you
probably.
Still on the bike?
Yeah, still on the bike, yeah.
The big wheel.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite pre-workout meal and post-workout meal? So what do you like to eat before and after training?
They're the same. I'm always excited to eat every time.
Yeah.
So for me, it doesn't make a difference.
Nope.
As long as I'm eating food, I'm happy.
And does that change, like, before a fight as well? So, like, maybe...
It changed because I have that diet plan now. So I just need to follow whatever it is. But it's pretty much similar, you know. Sometimes sometimes I have yogurt after with some fruit and stuff. After the training, I'm not so excited for that.
No.
But I'm excited when there's rice, potatoes, or meat, or chicken, or fish, or avocado.
Oh.
For that, I'm more excited.
Yeah, okay, nice.
When I have like the yogurt, fruit, blah, blah, blah.
Boring.
It's no, but you see it.
And you prepare all your own meals? For the most part, you're a good cook.
Yeah, for the most part, this training camp, I got a little help, so I'm not cooking at all. My girlfriend is doing this.
Nice.
So it's perfect.
They want you to keep your energy, reserve your energy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what about like a pre-fight meal? Like, what do you go, like, is there anything?
It changes.
Is it really scheduled till the fight?
Yes.
Okay.
It does. I will show you right now on my phone so you can see literally.
And you also have the weigh-in too. Right? So
the
when do they do that?
They do that Friday.
Okay, and you have to be at a certain weight. Otherwise, is there a penalty or?
Yeah, there's a 20%.
20%.
Yeah, you can see here. This is my plan. My plan for today.
Okay.
But it changes every day. Because I add that for my training.
Okay. Wow. Nice.
The timing.
Chicken, broccoli, avocado, sweet potato, all good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
Pure stuff. And is there a recommendation for how much water you should be drinking?
Cause yeah. I should be drinking like 6 liters a day.
6 liters a day?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because I know for running, you know, we want to cut the fiber.
Yeah.
But a bit before.
But changes every time. But it worked well for me, to be honest with you. I'm 183 now.
83?
No, I was 195.
You're small, man.
Yeah, I know, but I can still kick your ass.
I don't know. I'm scared to weigh myself. Probably like 153 or something. Something sick. Yeah.
You look very fat to me, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm putting on weight.
Yeah.
Race weight is not good. So what's the goal here, fight wise? After this fight, you have this one. You want to continue going.
That's always being the goal.
Yeah. And how many can you see? You know, we talk about goals a lot in run, like myself in running, but you know, take it year to year. Is it similar for how you approach the fighting as well? Or you just look till the 27th of October?
First of all, like in my sport, I want to be a legend. You know, I want to be recognized for what I did and how I did it. But this is a sport. It's a single sport, you know. You only focus one fight at a time, and you see the bigger picture, and you see the bigger picture in the long terms. Mm-hmm. But the main focus is one fight at a time, because you need to pass that challenge, mm-hmm, to be able to move to the next one. Mm-hmm. So right now my challenge is October 27. I gotta beat this guy up. And then pick the next one after.
Yeah. Okay. And
I don't care who it is and where it is.
Yeah. You just want to. I guess the ultimate goal would be to be the champion.
To be a champion, but to be also remember how I was as a champion.
Right.
Because to be a champion, just to be a champion, anybody could be a champion. But the way you leave your legacy, or the way you people see, remember you when you was in your prime.
Right. So how would you want people to remember you? What are the things that you want people to say about Alex Garcia when he's done with the UFC and fighting?
I was one of the greatest of all time, and also as a guy who contribute a lot with the community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything right now that you're into now that you're helping with? Anything?
I'm always helping with the place I grew up, where they did discover my talent.
Okay.
Jiu-Jitsu de la Costa in Cabarete. I'm always working with them. It's a little foundation we have there.
Oh, nice.
Of Jiu-Jitsu. We have a lot of different athletes. They don't have any money. And they just come, you know. We train them the way they pay us. They're cleaning them up, making sure the school is good. The school is good, and everything is clean. And this is what I'm a project of the foundation. And then we try to get more other athletes later on in the future as well.
Okay, that's awesome. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So you, like, people look up to you over there in Dominican Republic. You'd say, like, when you go back, are people like...
They respect me.
Yeah.
They respect me, you know, and they like me, you know. I'm very friendly with them. Yeah, I don't change, you know. My life changed around me, but I do not change my personality.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, a lot of hype goes around me, because now, you know, I'm a celebrity. But I don't change my personality. I always stay who I was when I didn't have anything and when I have something.
Yeah, I guess when you come from nothing, it's...
Yeah. A lot of people get lost in the world. I do not get lost.
Yeah. Well, you see a lot of that now with UFC and stuff.
Yeah.
Some guys are really professional about it, and some guys are the show, marketing side. So it's always interesting to watch, like, the different marketing strategies behind that stuff. But it's nice when you can, you know, I don't know any UFC fighters, but I know you, and, you know, you're a nice person. You're respected. Yeah. You know, you carry yourself well as well. So it's nice. You run with us on, you know, we have a celebrity on our run club. It's nice.
I mean,
you do the selfie every Monday night on the mountain.
Yes.
You know, you give shout outs on Instagram. It's great. We appreciate that.
What I'm going to say, fighting is a sport, you know, we need to respect that as a sport. You know, everybody have different view when it comes to fighting. But it's like any job, you know. It's just a different job and different sport. Like, you know, the best runner, you know, the best MMA fighter, the best boxer, the best jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
We're all athletes, you know, just different. You know, I don't see my job different anybody's job, mm-hmm, you know. I'm just I'm an athlete, you know, I'm a fighter. But this is my job. It's no... determine who I am as a personality.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, they see you as a fighter and they think you're the more horrible person or the more angry, crazy person out there. It's not. It's my job. Who I am, individual, is two different persons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, well, we definitely see that. You guys, you come by the office quite often. In the studio, we do.
And chit-chat with you guys and tell you what's going on about in the new world.
Ride your bike in the studio, taking pictures and stuff. So it's all good, you know? How does it work for sponsorships and stuff when you're a fighter?
It's tough. It's tough, you know, to be honest with you, because we also have a deal with Reebok. It's because Reebok is only the main UFC sponsor.
Right.
So you cannot put other logos or any branding in the UFC, Ortega or UFC cameras.
Right.
So because that's a little challenge for us, you know, to get sponsor, because every sponsor, when they pay, they want to get view. That's why they pay for.
Right.
So before it was different, but now it's a little bit challenging. You know, we need to find a little trick, like we can do videos out of the UFC or stuff like that. We can do posts. Mm-hmm. We can make commercial out of the UFC.
Right.
That also help, you know, to get sponsored. But it's a very tough market out there.
Do you have any right now?
Right now, yes, I do. I have INW.
Oh, yeah, we did a shoot for that.
Yeah, yeah. INW, yeah.
At TriStar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were my main sponsor for the suit, and keep myself nice and sharp.
Looking sharp, yeah.
Looking good. Ready for the press conference or for anything. They put me out there.
Yeah.
And
is that how you go to your press conference, in a suit?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You gotta look professional.
I need to represent myself properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You gotta wear a suit around the office.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. No, we did a shoot in TriStar Gym.
We did it a couple of weeks ago.
Clothes, so that was pretty awesome. Yeah. And so what's have you given thought to after fighting, what that looks like for you? You can't do this. I guess you can't do this forever, but what would you like to do after?
I have a few, you know, ideas in my head, like little things I have been working with slowly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, pretty much like a little bit like working with him and Papo and the Jiu-Jitsu La Costa and Cabarete.
Yeah.
Also have a little real estate in the side, you know, see what we can do, you know. Sell like a package deal, mm-hmm. including Jiu-Jitsu, a house, surfing, adventure, discover, you know, islands and stuff like that.
Okay, nice.
We have something going on slowly, you know. We have the idea, now we just work in the project slowly. Cool. Because also in the meantime, I spend more time in my present career.
Great. Yeah, well, that's you gotta work on all that stuff too. Well, Alex, I just want to thank you for coming on to the Rundown today. I guess we'll be seeing you on the mountain for our WRG runs. Good luck on your upcoming fight, October 27th in Moncton, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for having me here. It's always a great time to sit down and chit chat with you guys. I love it. And yes, I will see you guys on the Running Club on Mondays. Every Monday out of the year.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Ciao.
This episode is brought to you by Movember, a cause that is most recognized for its mustache but has evolved into so much more. In fact, you don't even need to grow a mustache to participate. Keep your beard, grow or don't. The most important thing is raising awareness to fight the four main causes: mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. Getting involved is easy. Sign up or donate at Movember.com to help change the face of men's health.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of The Rundown. Please make sure to visit us at iamarunner.ca. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WRGRuns. And let us know what you think using the hashtag LowRundown. The Rundown is a production by WRG Media, recorded in the historic RCA building in downtown Montreal. Produced and recorded by Andrew Ward. Our executive producers, Leslie and Lindsay Woods. Graphics and illustrations created by Ryan Bondi, with assistance by Mark Grimberg. Marketing by Jill Garcia, and hosted by me, Justin Pugliese. We hope you enjoyed our show. Now take what you've learned and run with it.